This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Green Bay East High School students, parents, and supporters gathered at Joannie's Park with one clear message: bring back Nico. Nico Sela, the school's football coach, was placed on administrative leave the day before East High School's biggest football game of the year, the 120-year-old rivalry between Green Bay's East and West High Schools. Sela's wife says the allegations against him have to do with giving students ride home and undermining staff to students, according to WBAY. Superintendent Vicki Byers sent a letter to families saying the district respects the students' and community's right to have their voices heard. Byers said the district cannot talk about the situation as it is a personnel matter. State Attorney General candidate Eric Toney made a stop in Green Bay yesterday, just days after he announced his campaign for the position. Toney talked with local law enforcement. Brown County District Attorney Dave Lassay endorsed Toney, saying he puts public safety over politics. This is Republican Toney's second run for the office. He lost to Democrat Josh Call, the incumbent attorney general, in 2022. Call announced earlier this month he will seek a third term as the state's top law enforcement official. The coolest thing made in Wisconsin is, from right here in Northeast Wisconsin, of course, the Search and Rescue 1000 Island Airboat, made in Marion, took the prize this year. Four of eight finalists in the Coolest Thing competition were from our neck of the woods. Carb Bliss, No Sugar Cocktail, and Sargento Sliced Cheese, both from Plymouth, were in the running, and Cruiser Yachts, produced in Oconto. The finalists were chosen out of 150 products nominated this year. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM.